This is Morning Ireland with Gavin Jennings and Mary Wilson. Let's get the news in detail now from Carla O'Brien.
Gardaí have begun an investigation following the discovery of the body of a man in Mallow, County Cork, yesterday evening. A post-mortem examination is due to take place today. Karen Creed reports.
Emergency services and Gardaí were alerted last night when a man's body was found at the bottom of a stairwell at an apartment in Mallow. The man in his 50s was pronounced dead at the scene shortly after 7 p.m. and his body was taken to Cork University Hospital. Gardaí have begun an investigation following the unexplained circumstances surrounding this death. The assistant state pathologist will conduct a post-mortem examination on the man's body this morning. Gardaí say the results of this will assist them in determining the course of the investigation.
Two men in their 20s arrested in connection with the murder of a 22-year-old man in County Meath last month are due to appear in court this morning. Both are expected to appear before a sitting of Blanchardstown District Court. The body of Mahmoud Ilyas was found in a field in Kilbride on the 10th of December. He had been violently assaulted. The two men were arrested in County Meath on Wednesday. The first tranche of Ulster Bank branches to close as part of the bank's withdrawal from the Irish market will shut their doors later today, but the 12 outlets will reopen later this month or early next month, rebranded and refitted as permanent TSB branches under a deal between the two lenders that will see them taken over. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, reports.
It's now nearly 2 years since Ulster Bank announced a phased withdrawal from the Irish market. Today marks another milestone in that process, with 12 branches set to close their doors. However, under a deal with Permanent TSB, they and 13 others, which will close this day next week, will be transferred and rebranded and will reopen as PTSB outlets later this month or early in February. The other remaining 63 Ulster Bank branches will remain open for the moment, with final permanent closure dates expected to be announced in a few months' time. Also from today, Ulster Bank will resume the process of freezing the accounts of customers whose 6 months' notice period to close them has expired. The freezing of the accounts, which is the step before they are closed by the bank, was paused on December 9th to prevent customers facing financial difficulty over the Christmas period.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed as a trick an order by Russian President Vladimir Putin for Russian troops to cease firing on Ukraine's front line from midday today until midnight on Saturday. Mr. Putin gave the order following calls from the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, which celebrates Christmas on the 6th and 7th of January. In his nightly address, President Zelensky said the truce was only to allow Russian troops to regroup.
Those who continued the terror against our country and sent all these people of yours to be slaughtered, rejecting our proposals to stop Russian aggression, definitely do not value life and moreover do not strive for peace. Now they want to use Christmas as a cover-up to stop the advance of our boys in Donbass, at least for a while, and bring in equipment, ammunition and conscripts closer to our positions. What will it bring? Just another increase in the number of losses.
The US House of Representatives has once again failed to elect a House Speaker following the results of the 11th round of voting last night. Republican favourite Kevin McCarthy failed to win over even one of the 20 Republican hardliners who oppose his election as Speaker, despite Mr. McCarthy making major concessions to them. The stalemate means the House cannot operate and it has agreed to adjourn until later today. 15 passengers on board a Bus Éireann expressway escaped uninjured after the bus they were travelling on caught fire in County Donegal last night. The incident happened at the Dry Arch roundabout on the outskirts of Letterkenny at around 8:30. A Bus Éireann spokesperson said an investigation will be carried out to determine the cause of the fire. The National Lottery has confirmed that the winning ticket for Wednesday's €11 million lotto jackpot was sold at Kelly's Costcutter store in Foynes, County Limerick. It was the first time the lotto jackpot prize has been won since October. It was the second big lottery win at the shop, having previously sold a winning Euro Millions ticket worth over €9.6 million in 2006. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Heat your home efficiently with the Grant Uflex underfloor heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
A mainly dry but cloudy start. A few isolated showers will affect western and southern areas, but some bright spells will develop in the east. Cloud will increase during the afternoon as a band of rain moves in across Atlantic coastal counties, gradually spreading eastwards. Highest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees in fresh southerly winds. And there's a warning that southwest to west winds will reach gale force 8 this morning on Irish coastal waters from Slinehead to Rossonpoint to Fairhead.